Getting your finger snatched hurts.
Hello and welcome to the Unknown Outsiders podcast. If you guys haven't yet, please follow us on Instagram. Don't follow us on YouTube or TikTok, unless you want to. If we get 100 followers on TikTok, Johnny will become an e-boy.
Ooh. I might start following us on Instagram.
TikTok.
I am following us on TikTok.
Whichever one hits 100 first, he'll become an e-boy. Either way, so.
And we'll post to the other one, so go follow that one too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What the fuck did you do to Kaylin again?
Alright, cool. So, in Kung Fu Panda, there's this thing called the Wushu finger hold, which is where you just grab somebody's one finger, singular, with your thumb and your forefinger, and you hold up your pinky, and you go, skadoosh, and like flex your pinky, and then it creates an atomic explosion that kills anthropomorphic tigers that are colored gray for some reason. And I did it to my girlfriend! She wasn't happy. Just gonna golf clap that out. So, Fortnite. It died.
Dude,
Fortnite 2.
That shit was so fucking funny.
Okay.
Did you guys see the video of the guy? Once it showed up, the guy just went bah and broke his fucking laptop in half.
Yeah.
That was fucking great.
I don't know if that was.
I actually watched that guy. His name is Cash Nasty, and he's a 2K YouTuber. And
of course, you fucking watch him.
Yeah. Fuck off. He's fun. Anyways, two of his other guys in his group. Like, they met LeBron, and he's, like, a LeBron super fanboy, and he hasn't met him yet, and those two did, and he saw it, and beat the fuck out of that laptop.
And then they just put the Fortnite thing on it.
Oh, okay.
That's an old video.
That's fucking funny, then.
Yeah. Dude punching his laptop is such an old video.
But it's funny every time.
Is it even good now, Fortnite?
Okay, so I updated it because it turned black, like... After the update.
Yeah, it turned black for two days.
I was playing Apex, and it said Fortnite update installed. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So I opened it, and I'm like, is this season 11 right now? And I opened it, and I was like, I'm just going to wait for it to load. Because the loading screen was the black hole. So I was like, this is the black hole. I'm going to wait around for like 2 minutes. So I was talking to John, because he was at the house. Then I looked over, and it was space. And I was like, what is that? And then it was like the reflection of space in a puddle. And then there was the whole like intro scene. And it showed the inside of the battle bus, and the dude jumped out the back, and it was a seamless transition into gameplay. And, yeah, it just drops you onto the map, and you play around as the default character. Because it can't just, like, put your skin in it, because that'd be fucking crazy to do for every single person that plays Fortnite ever. And I play second.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I hid like a bitch for the entire round. But you can swim and stuff!
Really?
Yeah.
What other new stuff does it have? Because I know they have a new map.
There's a new map. It's like, it's kind of like Breath of the Wild. I don't know if you guys ever played that.
I've watched you play it, and that's about it.
Cool. When you go to like certain named locations, it discovers that little region of the map for you.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's like a river that separates all these tiny little islands, I guess. And you can swim in the river. I went in, I'm like, I'm just going to walk across this fucking... I started swimming like a dolphin. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I wasn't mad. You can fish.
Yes. Fish.
Yeah, I was standing at the edge of a dock, and I fished like three things up, and they all just went and fell back into the water. And I was like, huh. And that was before I realized you could swim. If I had known you could swim, I probably would have just killed myself because it was on the edge of the map and would have just gone. Jumped right on in. But, other than that, it's pretty plain. It's still Fortnite.
It's the same shit.
And as soon as I got back to the lobby, because you don't go to the lobby before you play your game, I went, all right, it's been days and I can finally do this. Boop, boop! So, and then I shut off my PlayStation.
So it's still like the same application and shit, right?
Yeah, you don't have to like go download Fortnite 2.
Okay.
It just is Fortnite 2.
Oh, so you still have like the same skins and stuff.
Do you have any idea how pissed people would be if they were just like, goodbye to all your V-Bucks and skins? Yeah, it is. Saving it for later.
You go back in where you
belong. Spent $50 on Apex Legends yesterday.
For what? Just the skins?
I get paid tomorrow and I still have like $100 left from my Dollar Tree job. So I'm just like, time to blow it on. I got the Bloodhound skin for the new event where he's a pumpkin man. He's just the horseless headless
that
horseman.
That was cool, yeah.
And I won the first game I played with him. It was dope.
So when are we going to go back to Surreal?
I'm really what? Just trying to finish this Mountain Dew.
I haven't seen someone struggle so fucking much with a can of soda. Like, it hurts to watch this happen.
It hurts to happen. I got fucking motor oil on my face. It tastes like BDUs. I hate it. This bitch empty. Yike. Why is it so hard to drink a can of soda? I spilled that thing 3 times. The first drink, a quarter of the can went on my shirt and pants and face.
So what were you going to say before you did that?
When are we going to go back to Cirillus?
I don't know. I was thinking about calling you today. You want to go tomorrow? Cirillus is a sex store. It sells lingerie and fleshlights.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And things that are in between that. It's not exclusively lingerie and fleshlights. They got some cool stuff there, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ethan's a virgin.
Yeah.
We gotta explain all this stuff to him.
I'm confused. I'm like, you've already been there.
All right, cool. So, they have this, like, cool vibrator. And, like, you know what a jackrabbit is?
Yeah.
It's like that, but instead of the rabbit, it's a butterfly.
Yeah.
It goes on your clit.
It's a butterfly.
It's a butterfly.
I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, it's cool. Go to Cirilla's. They ask for your ID on entry. They might have just asked us because we came in as a group of four. We were just like... Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what the podcast is turning into, or...
Sex podcast? Sex store podcast. Buy our merch. We sell jackrabbits with the Unknown Outsiders logo instead of the rabbit... So now Ethan wants to mass produce them. A little pixelated heart. Instead of the rabbit.
Get the money.
Decash mini.
Thank you for listening to this episode. This is sponsored by adamandeve.com.
If we can get sponsored by them, that'd be cool.
So what animal would you least like to have as an emotional support animal?
It's an emotional support animal?
Yeah. Because I have some emotional support bees at home, and I don't know, I don't think they like it. I gave them all little vests. They fucking hate it.
Oh.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to make a tiny vest with 6 armholes?
What the fuck was that? It's your... What kind of laugh was that?
I can't fucking breathe. Ethan would have an emotional support aardvark. An aardvark.
The fuck? I want a monkey.
You want an emotional support monkey?
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to call them that anymore. Oh, so we're not on the same page. Okay.
Oh.
Oh my.
Are we really out here?
It's really beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's a nice day. October 15th?
17th.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta start 18th going to, for them.
I gotta start going to work more. Okay, if you honk one more time, I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of you with a gooseneck.
You just go over there and then you're just like, assemble! And then you call
him. Oh my god. About to rip a goose in half. No, start just beating him with the neck part.
Make it the end game scene. The gooseneck just.
Bum! Bum bum! Start swinging it like nunchucks. I don't know why, but whenever I go to work, I always have the Avengers song stuck in my head. I will literally be making fucking tater tots, and I'll be like, bum, 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 bum. And I'm like, why the fuck am I singing this right now? I have like 8 pizza orders.
Is this Johnny?
Oh my good fucking Christ.
Yeah, he ain't seen.
Oh my god.
Did he really just fucking show up?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He about hit them goddamn gooses.
Why the fuck? We were. This is our way of kicking him off the podcast.
I can't wait for him to listen to this one.
I didn't know he was gonna show up. I thought he was sick.
Alright, I have an idea. Let's leave.
He just comes here like, let's go to my house! Like right now!
Who did he. Did he bring Steven?
Steven Probably. Lives with him, basically.
Cool.
Steven lives with him now.
Whenever, so Steven's you.
Whenever Ethan left, he replaced him with Steven.
Yeah, Johnny can't be alone for 20 seconds.
Well, Steven did fuck someone on an air mattress while me and Johnny were asleep, like 2 feet away from him.
Go you, Steven! You get some, boy! Then why did you show up in shorts?
Why are you dressed like your crackhead brother?
He's dressed like my stepmom.
We'll see what Johnny.
What the fuck? Is
that? Oh, you guys haven't seen it.
What?
No, what? Hold on.
Okay. Well, let me unlock it. I'm looking at my fucking phone right now. Okay. It's the live photo of Tom Holland dancing the umbrella.
Why do you have that?
Why do you have the live of Tom Holland's in lip sync battle?
I was waiting for us to record again so you guys would be able to see it, and then I was going to show you, and then I'm going to change it again, especially for him.
So that's
you will find out next time.
That's so going to be tonight.
Yes, you will find out tonight what it's going to be.
All right, folks, check this out.
Is it me
in
that Johnny's fucking
here.
Angry Bird outfit?
No. Oh, you got to leave?
Yeah, I'm
out. Okay, wow. So what do you got to say?
For what?
Yeah, what's your? You have to go hang out with my girlfriend.
Well, you showed up for podcasts.
Is it recording?
Yeah. Like, yeah, we've been recording for a while.
Oh, what's up?
Oh. Steven, do you want to say hi too?
Hi. I spilled the.
Did you spill it again?
I spilled the residue on my arm. You guys are here in half an hour. I'm coming back.
We probably will be. Maybe.
Sweet.
Okay, so.
What was talked about?
What is your opinion on elephants fucking tigers?
I think that would be an experience to watch. Like, you just see a fucking 2-ton elephant, or how fucking much they weigh.
So, you remember that one video of the monkey grabbing the frog's mouth and starts fucking it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'd be like that, but
no,
the elephant,
what the fuck?
But the elephant
wraps
the tusk.
Its trunk around the tiger, lifts it up. It's squirming, but it don't fucking matter. It's a goddamn elephant. And it just kind of like, you know, tucks and rolls with it. And it just starts fucking the shit out of that tiger. Imagine that's how that would happen.
Okay. Honestly, I kind of want to see it. If it ever happens, I want to be there to witness it. How many people can say they witnessed an elephant rape a tiger?
Fuck a tiger. We live in 2019. The ages have changed, buddy.
Fuck them.
We can't let that happen.
Move really fast if you consent.
I bet. Growl a little bit if you consent. Growls, it's like, ooh, it's fucking time.
Why do you think people have sex with animals?
Because they're gross and they can't get any like human pussy.
Because remember that site I found for Will?
Oh my god, yes.
There's an entire site dedicated to this shit. Yeah. Why is it a thing?
Sick fucks.
Sick fucks.
People just like that. I don't know why. Fat pussy.
Okay, so we know who has been involved with that site before.
Okay, can I explain something real quick? This is the funniest shit. I was going to tell Hayden, but he was at that one place.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sick, running like 100, 102 temp.
And you're outside in shorts.
I have three layers on the top. I'm fine. My legs don't get cold. It's just my titties.
Okay, that works.
Retweet.
But, so I was shitting, all right?
Yeah, you sent that in the group chat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like a 30-minute shit because it was just straight water.
Oh.
And also did something, and it made me cough and spray everything out my ass. You know.
Okay.
And, well, I got up. My left leg completely asleep. Like, I couldn't move it. And I swear that motherfucker bent like an ostrich leg. Like, I thought I tore every single ligament in my fucking knee. So if I wake up tomorrow and my knee is like...
not there anymore, it's just in the corner of your room going, you son of a bitch.
Nah, if it's the size of a goddamn bowling ball, I'm gonna be pissed. But yeah, that was the funniest shit ever. I didn't feel a goddamn thing when it happened. But like... it was just fucked.
So whenever you coughed and sprayed shit, were you already on the toilet?
Yes, I was already on the toilet.
I just want to make sure, because for the safety of everyone around you.
I was already, you know, doing my thing. And then I grabbed the substance and, you know, lit it up.
Yeah, personal lubricant, mm-hmm. We know.
Yeah. And then I start coughing my fucking head off because my throat's fucked.
Well, yeah, that's why you don't use too much personal lubricant. You gotta use the right amount, man.
Yeah.
Or just don't smoke weed. Fuck.
We all do that here. Shut up.
I don't understand why you didn't just fucking say it.
I didn't know how you felt about talking about weed and shit on the podcast.
We had an entire episode where we were all fucking high.
Okay, I've also been shit-faced this whole week.
Two episodes. Like, one release and one...
so many episodes where we all just, like, chiefed that fucking pin and then just started talking.
Yeah, we never really said anything about it. We were just kind of going for it.
We called it the high cast.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Fuck, you got a Snickers.
Do you have another Mountain Dew? I'll give you a Snickers.
I only brought three. I didn't know you guys were going to be coming.
You know,
I would have brought more. I really would have.
I didn't plan on it, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Mama didn't raise no bitch.
She didn't have time to raise when she left.
Yeah, true. And she was drunk 99% of the time.
So, how fucking crazy, like, you know, unicorns, like, we're like, nah, those motherfuckers, there's no way they could exist. But a goddamn giraffe is.
Yeah, that's
fucking
true.
Fucking think about it.
Wait, what about a narwhal? You know what those are?
Yeah, they're whales with horns.
Yeah.
So a horse with horns versus a goddamn 80-foot tall, regular-ass horse has a neck of a goddamn skyscraper. That's fucking real. But a horse with a horn is, like, too fucking made up.
Yeah, but then again, unicorns can fly and shit.
Pegasuses can. Idiot.
I thought normal unicorns could, too.
They're usually like a rainbow.
Okay, so unicorns have the horn.
Pegasus has the wings, and don't they have a horn, too?
Yeah.
Okay. So Pegasus is
like... pretty much just an upgraded unicorn.
So basically, it's like Robart Unicorn Attack Evolution, but like the final horse that's like OP as fuck.
Yeah. Like that.
Bro, y'all remember that game?
Yeah.
What is it?
Robart Unicorn Attack Evolution.
Robart Unicorn?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of it. Oh, is that like, the one where you just like... it was on the computer, you just played in school, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it.
And, like, the theme song to that fucker was always a bop.
Oh, yeah. We're fucking sure.
God.
So, I got good news. I start NAL tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to hear back.
I don't think I'm ever going to hear back.
You applied there, too? Oh, shit.
Whenever I got on my online application, though. It said I was declined from a while ago, so I don't know. I can't withdraw that application and put it in the new one.
Oh, you just have to go in there and fill out one.
Yeah, but I don't know which fucking building to go into. It's like five different ones.
I can show you.
Okay.
It's the one at the back.
It's like you're heading towards Marshall. It's the one that's closest to Marshall.
It's like the, very, the last one? Okay. It's like the very last drive to go into, and you turn right.
Okay, well.
Okay, so what has happened on this podcast so I can be caught up?
Okay, we can tell you that after. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast.
Wait a goddamn minute.
Well, it's been about 30 minutes, so I think it's time to end it.
I think we can go a little longer since I just got here. I got a lot of fuck shit on my brain.
Okay, we've been 20 minutes, so I guess we can. Okay, what kind of fuck shit do you have on your brain other than weed residue? And then shit spray.
I don't understand fucking rhinos. Because, like, they're basically the unicorns of, like, elephants and shit.
They're midget elephants.
Yeah, they're midget elephants, but instead of having two big old tusks, they just have horns.
You want to see my horns?
No. Later.
That's the fuck shit you have on your head?
that's just rhinos.
Look at this weird fucking elephant thing.
But like what he was saying about the giraffes, how the fuck is that possible? Why do they have big ass horns and shit? Bro, why are hippos so ugly too?
Got something wrong with hippos, bitch?
You're wearing a gray shirt too.
I know.
You have a fucking spider just hanging from your chin.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my god, you did.
Where?
Oh. No,
I'm tweaking. Where's
it?
It
was a little tiny one, but I think you just threw it out there, unless it's on your hand.
Bro, I really hope it landed in his drink and he swallows it.
I don't think it would have.
There's still stuff in there. You missed fucking Jacob trying to drink out of a can. Fucking great. First drink, spilt a fourth of it. Down him. I don't know. Has he ever drank from a can?
I don't know. Yes, he has.
Is he one of those white people that have to like pour it in a cup?
No, he drinks from a can. I don't know what his problem was with this time. I don't know if he
maybe he was just doing it for like laugh.
He genuinely spilt it.
Yeah,
he didn't mean to do it. It was so fucking funny, especially the last time he did it. Oh, the reaction from him was so fucking great.
I can kind of see the wet spot.
Yeah, that was the first time I've seen defeat in his eyes.
And then whenever he tried to throw it in the freaking thing, he got pop residue all over his arm.
Yeah, that was just a sliver. What happened?
Okay, but I want to explain what happened fucking Sunday night on the podcast.
Can we
though? Okay, explain it. Can we though? Yes, you fucking can.
You're here. You give me consent. Okay. So, Steven, my buddy right here.
We don't do names.
We do first names, not last.
No, we don't do any names.
Oh, well.
Okay.
We are very local right now for our podcast, even though we're in like seven different countries. But like for right now, kind of local, so no names.
I don't care if you say my name, though.
Well, you're fucking
It's here. Not like you fucking introduced yourself, too.
I didn't. He introduced me.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's fine. But anyways, so we had a party in my house. You know, Hayden, he was gone. It was so fucking funny.
Well, he brought two things of Apple Crown. I drank one.
Yeah. He drank a fifth alone. Pretty much straight. He mixed it a little bit at the end.
I filled it mostly up, then put a splash of lemonade in there to give it a little bit of razzle dazzle.
But anyway, so after all this fuck shit happened, we go in, lay down, watch it Ghost Adventures, you know, the normal.
Yeah.
And,
did we know,
I wake
there
up.
Were other holes in that air mattress, if you feel.
So I wake up, this woman. That Steven is fancy on.
You did it? Was it her?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Did he actually do it?
2 feet away from me.
Dude! Yes!
So
I'm so proud.
He was doing the dirty do on my air mattress while Hayden and I were passed the fuck out.
But you guys woke up during it?
No.
Fuck no. I was out, dude.
Like, we both rolled over at almost the exact same time and scared the shit out of them.
Yeah, I looked over, I'm like, oh shit. Because I thought they were awake. I'm like,
And then so that female texted me and told me what happened. He was asleep, like he was like half in, half out of it. I lean over and whisper, "Thanks for not waking me up last night, sweetheart." And he just got so embarrassed. But now I gotta get him back, and that might happen Saturday.
Nice.
He won't be able to get me back. I'll just join in.
Should have just fucked the situation and just started fucking each other.
Like, I'm tag me in, bitch. Like, she's like, "No, you're not fucking me." I was like, "No, you tag me in for Steven."
You heard that too.
I did hear it.
Okay.
Our fucking listener from the Bahamas is gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
Eat my ass, okay? At least I showed up. I wasn't going to. It's like, you know what? Fuck it.
We didn't plan on you showing up.
I know. But at least I did. You know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have made the last 15 minutes funny as hell. Or 10 minutes.
Five. Selfish bitch!
Five. You're one to talk. You almost said it. Gonna say the N-word. Necrophiliac.
The fuck?
Sorry. Okay, what's up with necrophiliacs? Why do they fuck dead bodies?
They're easier.
You sound like you've speaking from experience. What's going on?
Fucking think about it. They can't fight back.
They can't give consent either.
You have an area heater. Don't fucking matter. They're dead.
True.
How are they going to say no?
Ouija board?
A seance from South Park.
I mean, while you're fucking them, their neck's probably, you know, really fucked up and loose, so they'll just go like, yes, so fuck it. Get an area heater in case they get cold. Heat up those thighs.
You shitting me.
Is that fucking Pitts?
I hope so.
He was over there.
Well, how long have we been going for?
Well, I think it's a good point, especially since it's... I've done lock it.
Damn it.
End it with Tom Holland.
Bro, Zendaya's hot as hell.
That is Tom Holland.
I'm just saying, like, she's hot.
So Tom Holland makes you think of Zendaya.
She's on the same episode of Lip Sync Battle, stupid. They're going against each other.
But do you see her on my lock screen?
Do you see this sexy ass video right here?
If you had the full ass video, you'd see Zendaya.
I just see Spider-Man getting down and dirty to Rihanna.
Shut up.
It must be really pleasant to look at when you're about to jerk off. You just look Tom Holland in the eyes. I'm sorry, Ooh. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Have we explained that on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's where it happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
I don't remember which episode it was, but it was one of them.
Can we just explain it again?
No. So thank funny. You for listening to this episode of the Unknown Outsiders podcast.
Fuck you.
Wow. If you guys haven't yet, please follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Remember, 100 followers and Johnny becomes an e-boy.
A what?
So.
I do?
Yes.
I fuck it.
I didn't think he'd agree.
What the fuck's an e-boy?
Doesn't matter.
You're about to find out. Okay. Thank you for listening.